This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Now for a story very much at the intersection of art and money. There is a Danish artist named Jens Hanig. He was commissioned by a museum in Denmark to make one of his trademark pieces, a canvas covered in paper money that calls attention to low average incomes and inequality. Instead, he gave the museum two blank canvases, and he kept the money. Last week, a Danish court ordered the artist to return most of the funds. Just yesterday, Hanig's attorney said he is appealing the ruling. For more Marketplace's David Brancaccio spoke with art critic Blake Gopnik.
So he gets this commission, he gets the money to use in the creation of this piece, and what does he send back?
He sends them back two empty frames, two canvases, blank canvases with no money on them at all. You know, he was supposed to stick $75,000 worth of money onto the canvas to represent the average Danish income. And instead, he sends them back completely blank and gives them a title called Take the Money and Run, a very suitable descriptive title.
So presumably at first, the museum says, ha ha, good one, Jens. We'll hang these up for now, but could we have the money back? He doesn't want to send it. It becomes a court case, right?
That's right. In fact, just last week, a Danish court said he had to give back the money. And he said, I think kind of credibly, that taking the money was actually the work of art, a new work of art, not, you know, this was supposed to have been a remake of a 2007 work. And he said, no, I'm making a new one. And it's called Take the Money and Run. And it involves my taking the money and running.
You wrote the big biography of Andy Warhol, and business art is, you know, a big part of that narrative. What do you think, though, of what this artist in Denmark sent back? I mean, is it a worthwhile piece?
Sure. I think it's a perfectly worthwhile piece. I mean, there is a big problem, which is that artists like him, you know, he's a 60-year-old, almost 60-year-old Danish conceptualist. I think it's guaranteed he doesn't even make the average Danish income. You know, artists make very little and they work very hard. So it makes a kind of sense for him to underline that. He turned a piece that was just about the average Danish income into a piece about artists' incomes. And that's kind of a major issue that doesn't really get focused on in the art world or outside of it. I mean, his total fee and expenses, I think, was only about $4,000 for, you know, a major work of art. That's not a lot of money to be paid for something that you spent some considerable time and, in fact, an entire career developing.
This artist, Hanig, he had a statement. He said, quote, I encourage other people who have working conditions as miserable as mine to do the same. If they're sitting there doing some bleeping job and not getting paid and are actually being asked to pay money to go to work, then grab what you can and beat it. it's agitprop is what this is.
Absolutely. You know, he's obviously ticked off at the fact that this court is making him return the money. But I think that makes perfect sense. You could say that's the final brushstroke in this work of business art, that in fact the museum has now contributed its component to Hanning's work. It's become a collaborator, and that collaboration involves suing him and getting the money back. So I don't think he should complain, and I don't think the museum should complain. Together, they've made a pretty interesting work of business art.
Always good to talk to Blake Gopnik, art critic and author of the comprehensive Warhol biography. Blake, thank you so much.
A treat, David.